The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. Nicodemus said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." I think one thing we're being told here is how Nicodemus saw something in Jesus and how Jesus in turn saw something in Nicodemus. It's clear that Nicodemus was very important to the story that the beloved disciple wanted to tell in his gospel. He's a figure who crops up at three critical points. He crops up at the beginning of the gospel, at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, as in this morning's reading, as the story gets going. He then defends Jesus on legal grounds in chapter 7 in argument with his fellow Pharisees. And most powerfully, so that he brackets the whole of Jesus' public ministry before the resurrection in chapter 19, he works with Joseph of Arimathea to bury Jesus' body in the garden tomb, bringing with him, as you'll remember, 100 pounds in weight of myrrh and aloes for the body's wrapping. Nicodemus is being described at these points in the story because he is a witness. He was a witness at the time. The beloved disciple wants him to be a witness for us now of the events that occurred with Jesus. So what does Nicodemus see in Jesus? What is he witnessing to? He's perhaps heard what happened when Jesus was baptized and what happened in Cana of Galilee at the wedding feast. He has certainly heard, how could he not have done, of Jesus making a whip of cords to drive the people selling cattle and sheep and doves and the money changers out of the table, and how Jesus overturned the money changers' tables. He's perhaps heard of the teaching that Jesus has been giving and the signs he has been doing in Jerusalem. So Nicodemus is moved to come to Jesus and say, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." In turn, what does Nicodemus see in Jesus? He sees the kingdom of God in Jesus. He sees justice and mercy and truth and life becoming something in Jesus. He sees the kingdom of God coming in Jesus. But what does Jesus see in Nicodemus? I think Jesus sees the kingdom of God starting to appear in him too. The fact that Nicodemus has come to Jesus wanting to understand, however secretly has coming by night, is a sign of that kingdom of God starting to become something in Nicodemus. The fact that Nicodemus has honest questions to ask is another sign. The fact Nicodemus has seen what he sees in Jesus tells Jesus that there's something to be seen in Nicodemus in turn. It's because, as I say, Nicodemus is already showing signs of having been born again from above, that he's able to make sense of what he sees and hears. And that's, I think, a meaning to be found in what we hear. Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless someone is born again, he is not able to see the kingdom of God." But how is someone born again? And I think Jesus' answer in some ways can be summed up by saying, in their own way, and as if from nowhere. But you know it when it happens. You heard what Jesus said. He said, "The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes." So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. I think he's saying, we are born again as if from nowhere. Which, if you think about it, is exactly right. If you come to a new understanding of yourself, or of your role in life, or of your calling, it is as if it comes from nowhere. You didn't understand, and now you do. It's a common experience, I think. Something clicks. If you come to a new understanding of a situation, or of some data, or how to solve a problem, it is as if it came from nowhere. You couldn't see a way forward, and now you can. A pattern or a plan emerges where you couldn't see one before. Nicodemus is struggling a bit to make sense of what he's being told. Jesus has seen the kingdom of God coming to something in him. But as with us all, it's hard to make sense of the kingdom of God for ourselves. Others might see it in us when we ourselves feel simply lost or confused. So when you hear what Jesus says to Nicodemus next, remember, I think, that he has a sense of humor. Jesus says, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?" And what does this imply but that Israel understand these things that Jesus is saying, and that this is the wisdom of the tradition in which Nicodemus and Jesus both stand? A tradition that Paul explicitly refers to in our epistle reading, a tradition starting with Abraham, who made the journeys he had to, who allowed himself to be led, who gave faith a home in his life and bore witness, as you heard in that wonderful phrase, to the God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. We might be confused sometimes, much of the time perhaps. Nicodemus is confused in our story. But Israel understands, the community understands. We would say the church understands. However imperfectly that understanding is communicated sometimes, the church understands, and the church bears witness like Israel. And it bears witness to this, an understanding and an experience that seem to come from nowhere, as Jesus seemed to come from nowhere, like the wind, and which blows us into the future, calling into existence in us and for us, things that do not exist. So this morning, I want us just to ask ourselves three related questions. First of all, by what route has the Spirit blown you here? Some of us will have had complicated journeys, some less complicated. For some of us, faith may have gone away and come back, or weakened and strengthened. For some of us, maybe for us all, in our family or our personal lives, there has been great sadness as well as joy. For some, it has been perhaps hard work for us to work out what we are for, or that sense has changed, or we have had our sense of what we are for taken away from us. Particular books we have read, particular people we have known, particular experiences we have had have brought us here. They've given us a fair wind blown by the Spirit in a new way into our lives. Myself, I do believe the Spirit is with us. I believe the Spirit breathes in our prayers and blows through the good that we do. I believe the Spirit is there when we come up with a strategy and when we understand something and when our perspective on something clarifies. I believe the Spirit is between us when we love one another. I believe the Spirit is there when we speak and sing truthfully and when we are able to listen properly too. So my second question is, in what ways do you experience the Spirit now, nowadays? And what would Jesus see in you? In what way might he see the kingdom of God coming to something in you, like he saw it coming to something in Nicodemus? Jesus says, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. And so the third question is, where is the Spirit blowing you? Where are you being sent? Into what situation, to what person, in what way are you being sent? What's next for you as you allow the kingdom of God to become something in you? As you allow the kingdom of God to become flesh and blood in you? Looking back, we can have a sense of the unexpected turn things have taken, the unexpected way things have worked. How might things work next for you? Or in what way might you make things work for others? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So Jesus came making something of the kingdom of God that all who followed him could see. Jesus came seeing that kingdom becoming something in the lives of others, like he saw it becoming something in the life of Nicodemus. Jesus came not to condemn, but to inspire, to enable us to receive his Spirit so that we can be blown by that Spirit from the past to the present and into the future. Amen.